Who are you, sir, and what do you do?
My name's Eddie Obeng, and I'm part human being, part cubo avatar, and I teach business people as an avatar.
Now, when I was tweeting that you'd just taken to the stage here at Thinking Digital 2013, a few people were saying, "Oh, I've got this book by his, it's my Bible." And are you a religious man at all?
Not entirely, no.
So what could they be referring to?
I've written a number of books on different topics, from leadership through change through making money, and they're all on the same theme. And the theme is basically that for most of us, we think we're living in one world, but the real world is completely different. And if you work as if the real world existed, life gets better. So they're all roughly on that same theme, helping people to run their businesses, lead better, innovate better, that sort of thing.
I constantly get, you know, when I'm talking, people saying to me, "Oh, this is all well and good, but in the real world." And I try to explain to them that when I'm communicating, blogging, sharing, doing social tech stuff, that I am in the real world. There's just kind of a layer of data and communication that permeates everything. And for me, when I speak to my grandmother on the phone, it's just a phone between me and her. She's not in an alternate reality.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, I think when they say in the real world, what they mean is what I understand and know up until now. That's what they're really referring to, as opposed to what's actually going on out there. I genuinely think that for most of us, that we don't realize the world has shifted as much as it has. The pace is much faster. For most things, they change faster than you can learn. And yet most of us came up through an education process where there were correct answers. The teacher knew, somebody knew. That's very unlikely these days. Most of us went into organizations where the boss knew more than you. In fact, the boss had done your job before you did it. I just spoke to somebody and he was giggling because he said he'd come to this conference because he told his boss it was part of his professional development. And the boss said yes, because the boss has no clue what his job is. So the world is really very different. So I think if you're saying things like, "But in the real world," my advice would be just check that other people aren't living in another real world, which might be more fun for you to live in.
Oh, I like that. I permission to steal.
You can have it.
You talked a lot about frameworks. Can you give me an example of a framework? Say, for example, education at the moment is in turmoil. They don't really know what to do. What are we training our kids for?
Yeah.
Give me a framework.
Okay, so I use all sorts of frameworks. I mean, a framework where in the area which you've described is that we don't really know what we're doing it for. So the way I look at change is I think change comes in four flavors. Sometimes you know what you're doing and you know how you're going to do it and you feel really very confident. Sometimes you know what you've got to do, but you don't know how you're going to do it and you just feel really challenged. But at least you know what to, so you can communicate. Sometimes you know how you're going to do it. You've decided on the tech, you've decided on the platform, you've decided on the method, but you have no clue if it's going to bring anything useful. And then my favorite, when you have no clue what to do, how to do it, or why, but you need something, you know, something must have been done yesterday. So it's that sort of, it should have been done already, but we have no clue. And that's what I call being lost in the fog, as opposed to the other end of the spectrum, which I call being painting by numbers. Now, when you're lost in the fog, the framework you use is you behave as if you were lost in the fog. If you're lost in the fog, what do? First thing you do is you stop, then you shout out, you communicate to others just to hold their hands. Because by holding other people's hands, you get a sense of comfort. Plus, if they learn something, you learn it as well. And that's the sort of framework you need to start moving with. And then you agree on what the problems are. You don't agree on the objective. Because you can all agree you're cold, wet, and miserable. And once you all agree you're cold, wet, and miserable, you go, okay, let's take a step. So you take a step. And then you go into a high discipline mode of take a step, see how it worked. Did anyone notice anything? No, let's take the next step. And that would be a framework for working your way through to figure out what you should be doing with something as complex as education. So that's the sort of thing I get involved in.
How do you maintain this level of energy? Because on stage, you were just boom, just exploding all over the place.
I'm not always like that. I have to calm down because I wear people out. You do realize that. So yeah, no, the energy, some of it's because I'm quite fit. I also have a chap called Tim Bean who looks after me, who makes sure that I stay extra fit. But I run, I do weights and stuff like that, because in a complex changing world, you can't really afford for your body not to be helping you as a whole. You can't live in your head alone, because your body just falls over. I mean, even little things like we were seeing earlier, the sound levels move your heart rate up and down and can give you a heart attack. So you've got to really look after the whole of your body, not just your brain.
And this is amazing, coming from someone who spends 50% of their life as an avatar, and you even confessed you don't do that much when it comes to mobile computing. So you must be sat down a lot.
I have a standing desk.
This is the secret. We've got to the secret.
I have a standing desk, so I walk everywhere. I don't sit. In fact, I don't sit in the day, to be honest. So that's one. And then in terms of mobile, I don't do mobile because I don't commute and I don't do that sort of thing. The whole idea behind mobile, which is a multi-billion pound industry, it only exists because they've created a world where we have to spend a lot of time with nothing to do. And so therefore we have to consume content, so we have tablets and phones. And then the bosses make us do emails in that gap. But if you were really, if you really use technology and digital to enhance your life rather than to replace your life, I mean, there's a lovely George Orwell quote which says something like, technology should always extend man rather than replace him. Mm-hmm. If we did that, a lot of the things we did do wouldn't require us to be sort of shuffling backwards and forwards. You'd spend time having a great time with the right people, and then you'd not have a great time. You'd stay somewhere else. You wouldn't do the behavior the way we do.
That's quite interesting. And Orwell, not being a massive fan of technology for the kind of reason that you said, he probably would hate me because every year for the last 7-8 years, I have a picnic at his grave on his birthday.
Okay.
And we have a little meeting. I talk about civil liberties and data portability. And I think his was the first grave in the UK to have a wireless node installed to it, which I clipped on quite a few years ago now.
Yeah, I guess a wireless node extends people because it allows people to come to his... Whereas if what you'd done was you'd come up with a bit of tech which made the chap who cuts the grass in the grave obsolete, I don't know, a little robot, I think he'd object to that.
Oh,
it's a big difference between extending people and connecting them and going out of your way to destroy their livelihoods.
Is it possible for me to love you a bit more because you've just made it okay? And we were sharing conversations with the world from a graveside. Listen, thank you very much. What next? What's next for you?
Next time, I'm going to go and talk to some more people. I've got lots of listening and thinking to do because they've got some big challenges. But
excellent. Well, good luck. Where can people find you online?
If they want to get hold of me, the main website is pentacle.co.uk. If they want to join me virtually, if they go to Cube with a Q, QUBE.cc, they can download Cube and they can come to one of my open days and they can hang out with other people. It's a really amazing experience. I mean, to be immersed with people you've never met, but chatting to them as if they're old friends. So those are two ways of getting hold of me. And then if you just Google Eddie Obey.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's like Second Life, but with a reason and a purpose.
Second Life with fun.
Thank you so much.